Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, you! We miss ya! Get in here to the Trim Healthy Podcast and turn that volume up, because it's Serene, Pearl, and I'm Danny. And you know the other people that are here.
We got our producers. Popsy and good old Johnsy.
We're all here, peeps, and we're so glad you joined us.
They might not want to turn it up, though, because when I listen back to some of these, and I'm the only one in this room who listens back.
Yeah, fair.
And no, John, I only make you listen if, like, there's a problem, right? Do you listen to every potty? Oh, so you actually listen back to our potties.
You're the one that places the commercials.
I thought that was Tim.
You need an extra slap on the back.
Pearl, are our podcasts good?
Oh, they're so good. I play. Really? No, for real. I don't know, but I like you and, you know,
you like
I like me, some
you?
Dan Dan and Serene and Leslie Pops and John. So,
okay, shout out to Danny. The other day we had somebody come to Pearl and I say, hey, listen to your potty. Hey, I really like you, that sidekick. What did they call it?
That sidekick really balances you out. That's what he said.
No, he didn't say sidekick. He said your, it was a better word. It was more of a complimentary.
The
bounce off voice or something.
How do they know
it
industry
was a complimentary term? And they
third
were
mic?
They were basically saying, yeah, the third mic or something like that.
Third voice.
It was a better way termed it.
Danny,
but anyway,
was awesome.
Thanks for letting me finish my whole train of thought. What I was saying was, I like you guys. So then, usually I'm listening.
You look like you're convalescing from the hospital. I just didn't realize till just then.
Or like she's
sitting
nursing.
With a cuddly blanket like draped around her right shoulder and coming to the left.
Because
hand
I'm drinking iced coffee and I usually drink hot coffee and it's making me cold. Anyway, all that to say, I listen to them while I'm doing my work-ins and I laugh so hard.
That means you're putting us on mute. Our work-ins on mute.
I put work-ins on mute and listen to the potty.
Wow.
And I cannot balance. Because when Dan, Dan, and Serene get funny, oh, it's a good thing.
I don't even remember being funny.
I don't remember.
No, that's why you're funny, because you don't try.
Hey,
if you try to be funny, Danny, you're awful.
It's bad. Thank you for that, too, for to keep me acknowledging, you know. Hey, so, can I have a question?
Yeah.
May I have
today's
a question?
Today's the day of questions, so go ahead.
The cheese nibblers, what are they called?
The cheesy crackers, the shameless crackers.
Shameless. Because I'm shameless. I can't believe there's no big talk about Garth Brooks with these crackers.
I've
like,
got the
I'm the only
today.
Person. Anyways, my question is, what's the serving size on those? Do you know?
For you, whole bag.
Is it a whole bag? Because
yes,
I eat
it's
a whole bag.
For you,
for you need to gain the. And I don't think that they don't. I've had a whole bag and I didn't go up on the scale the next day.
Yeah,
so
I've had a whole bag.
Really, the serving size is 1/3 of the bag. That's what it is. But who's to say you have to stay in there? I tend to these days, but you know.
Well, I was watching a Marvel movie, as I often do with my children, and I didn't know that I ate a whole bag. Yeah. I opened a new bag at the beginning and halfway through
the film. But only a small bag.
That's what happens when you're watching something eating.
But here's the thing. If I were to eat a whole bag of anything in my life, if I eat too many, like, good foods.
Yeah.
Like my stomach will really hurt, but I polished down a whole bag and usually I have like pain indicators, like if I'm overeating and stuff. And you can actually eat a whole bag and
without pain.
At least I didn't have any gut pain or anything.
I ate my whole bag on the airplane so I didn't have to put my mask back on. And I ate them super slow. Hey. And then when I was finished, I held the empty bag and kept on putting my finger into a pretend cracker.
My goodness. Send all your mail to serene.com.
Serene@serene.com. Hey, that's funny because...
That's shameless, right? Shameless.
We actually figured out that hack that if you carry around any beverage in public, it's instantly a get out of mask free card.
Yeah.
Like you could just have a cup in your hand with liquid in and it's like, well, I'm
eating. Send all your mail to
Danny Imaginary Set. You haven't done the imaginary sip long after it's finished?
Oh, yeah, no, you'll raise the glass and take a sip, but it just hits your lips and goes back. Like, you got to save it.
No, mine's actually empty.
Well, it's pretty funny that you go into a restaurant. Hold on, let's not get too politically incorrect, but we're sort of coming to the end of this whole pandemic now, right, where things are getting silly. They're getting silly, people.
Yeah.
So you go into a restaurant, you have to wear the mask to the table, but after but that, you're safe. COVID all stops after that because you can take it off. Anyway, we do digress, don't we?
That was our first dip into the COVID pool, by the way. Hey, everybody. Is everybody okay?
Everyone all
right? Is everybody okay out there?
I've told you where to send your hate mail, okay?
Yeah.
Mr. Pearl Barrett at...
Speaking of some of our products, though, you know, there's Shameless Crackers, and then there's a Pleasure Cookies. Sreem, when we named those, I had no, I was, you and I were coming from a pure mindset.
Yes.
Of complete pleasure in the cookie, because it's protein pleasure cookies.
Yeah, because it's not like, oh, just shoving down, like, your hatch a bunch of 20 grams of protein. It's like,
I don't know if you mums listening, if your mind's, mine somewhere else.
What?
But
how could you get some? What are you talking
pleasure
about?
Pleasure cookies.
I don't get it.
Pleasure. Yes, you do.
I get all of it.
Yes, you do. Anyway, so I said, why not? If you want to look at them like pleasure cookies, you just go ahead. Anyway, on to the
you
first
mean you're
question.
Eating them
the
with
day.
Your buffy in bed?
No, it just means I don't know. What
I don't take
it to mean
to
whatever
there.
You want. Okay. Just it's just a pleasure cookie. Okay, so today, we're recording on a, we usually record on Tuesdays. This is a Monday. Serena has to go out of town tomorrow. So I was supposed to get.
That's why we're politically incorrect, because all the rules are off on Monday.
Everything's wrong on Monday. So don't expect us to be on our perfect game. So I just put this out on the Facebook. The Facebook, you know that place? Just before I got here.
It's like the Kroger's.
Yeah. That's like, what, and that's what Katie, when she was here, she was like, go to the Sam's. The Sam's.
The Sam's.
And the Costco. I can't do the Katie voice. You're very good
is
at
she
it.
She from up north?
No, she's from the south. The but Southeast. She called everything the Kroger and the ear holes.
The Amazon.
Coming into your ear holes. Yeah.
I can't do her. So you guys, you gave me so many questions, man. I've got questions for days and days and days, but let's just get to some listener questions. Here we go. Okay. Joy, right?
Comes in the morning.
I've been wanting you all to discuss different body types. For example, ectomorph, mesomorph, etc. How our body types are affected by THM. How can we know our body type? Should we tweak the plan in accordance with our type? Love the potty, Joy says.
It's a good,
isn't it?
Double whammied question. I feel inspired to talk about this question.
Should I? Because you'll go off into many directions since it is a Monday.
Shoot.
Could I explain for everyone the three different body types first?
Because you're the only one who can.
Yes, I know.
That's
I'm the only
not
one.
True, ectomorph, mesomorph,
I know, but you would
endo.
You would just start off with Serene, what you believe and stuff. Where you know, I'll just explain real.
Big sister bully, go for it.
Okay, Monday bullies. Just they, whoever they are, scientists or whatever, have categorized people into three different categories of
which I think you can
type.
Be three. I think you can be one and a half of something.
You totally can.
Or one and three quarters.
So there's ectomorph, and ectomorphs are a small frame people. They usually have, they can get muscle tone.
And it doesn't mean short.
No.
It just means your whole entire frame, whether it's stretched
narrow.
Out or whether it's tiny.
You can be tall, you can be short, but your frame will be narrow. You usually have a little bit less muscle tone. You have to work out more to get any muscle, right?
You could. You can eat through 10 shameless cracker bags.
No, but you can also, as an ectomorph, usually in your younger years, you're quite thin. You're quite thin.
Yeah.
You can put on weight as you get older.
But it's not going to be
you'll
muscle.
You'll never be like huge, but you can put on weight.
I'll tell you where you put on weight when you're older as an ectomorph. A little droopy pouch.
You can put on in belly and you can get some really floppy arms and things like that. And you just can get a lot untoned.
But that's after the 50, I say, with an ecto.
50 what?
After 50 years of age. I think with ecto,
you can't. Serene, I'm an ectomorph and I put on weight before I was 50.
It might even be at 38.
I'm a true ectomorph.
Do you reckon? I reckon you might be ecto slash a little.
I don't have any meso in me. Look at me.
Yeah,
my dad
true.
Is an ectomorph and he put on weight.
But remember when you were 18?
Right.
You had a good
weight.
Boom.
Yeah, I had a boom.
And I don't think true ectomorphs can have a boom.
They can if they eat the wrong
foods. You might be ecto 85%, and then when you eat bad bacon, you're going to be endo.
No, it wasn't the bacon that did it to me. It was the Australian meat pies.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, so
no, the Australian cream buns.
Yeah. So the ectomorphs are very thin. I mean, Danny, you can put on weight, but you're a true ectomorph, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definition.
I mean, what I'm saying is you do your push-ups and you can get really fit and stuff, but you're never going to be huge, you know, yeah, no matter what you do.
I won't have those Schwarzenegger arms.
No.
It's just not physically possible.
And then there's a mesomorph, Serene. Okay, Serene is a true mesomorph. Mesomorphs are the truly athletic people in this world. They can muscle up quite quickly. They have broader shoulders and they have a good amount of muscle tone. They usually like to exercise, but you don't have to like exercise and being mesomorph. You're a sort of medium build. You are sporty, right?
Yeah. Is this like Rocky, your son? It's sort of
well, yeah, him? Rocky right now. He started off a little ecto and then he got his testosterone and he went meso.
Yeah, I think you can slip into the different parts of ezo, endo, and
you can, but sometimes you have a majority of one.
You have a banner.
You have a banner, and I'm banner ecto, you're banner meso.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay? So then there is endomorph.
Mm-hmm.
Now, endomorphs are
like guys who are like 17 and they've already got a little bit of padding around their hips.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The endo, for a guy, it's just this natural fat stores.
Yeah, endos. And then for a woman,
yeah.
Usually you're curvier. Definitely. You're just, on the whole, larger. You carry actually more muscle and more fat. Your body just is a larger frame. And you can actually have quite a good bit of muscle tone too. But you also like to carry pouches of, you know, just weight.
I would just call it padding.
Yeah, padding.
I don't find it pouches with endo, do you?
Now, endos can tend to put on weight more than other people. It'll be muscle and
right,
fat.
Right, but they'll be shapely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, Joy says, how should we eat for which body type we are? Well, what I'd like to say about that is I don't want to get into, oh, I'm an ectomorph, so I eat like this, like blood type, you know? Because no. I think we're all unique, but there's a good way of eating for all of us. But I think it is more of, not trying to be something than that what we are. So if I'm an ecto, I'm not trying to be a meso.
And I think if you're an ecto, you understand like Danny that you're not an endo, so that you can have more crossovers than an endo could.
Yes.
I feel like you understand that you're a faster burner.
Yes.
Ectos are faster burners. So I think it does come to play that you won't be the one measuring out your 3/4 of a cup of rice. You'll know you can go to the full cup.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have diabetic things you're healing from.
Yes, exactly.
My belly guides me. That's all I look at. I'm like, oh, we got a pooch. And where did that come from? Yeah, you know, I never see the pooch grow. I just wake up one day and there's a pooch.
Yeah, but you always wanted a pooch for the longest time and now you're finally getting one, you
pooch
think?
Pooch is gold.
I don't see it.
Oh yeah, pooch is gold. We can get here.
Yeah.
You're sitting down. That's so that you can sit down. You can... All people can grab fat when they sit down. It's their skin so that when they stand up, they can actually stretch out.
Yeah. If you otherwise, sit down and you've got some like folds of a stomach, that's just normal.
That's just because you're sitting down. You have to be able to lengthen, you see.
I lengthened and also carry fold.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, but that was goal. Well, that was goal. But I think I'm where I want to throw in some cardio now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point too. I think the main question is the diet. But with exercise, you will exercise differently. Ecto, endo, and meso.
Oh, and I'm a male too.
If I was an ectomorph, I would not do massive cardio.
Right. Oh. You mean if you're like, all I'm saying, Serena, is you're saying if I'm a true ectomorph and I'm already skinny and I can't put on weight
on. Yeah, I'm not going to go run for hours.
Right. But all I'm saying is what if you're an ectomorph and you still want to lose weight? I think that's what she's saying. She's coming from a woman who says, you know, I'm an ectomorph. Maybe I'm carrying some weight. I might have the wrong thing here
because I think of ectomorphs as maybe they get heavy maybe after 50.
No.
But ectomorphs are of a burning metabolism and they're very hard for them to gain weight. I don't think of it as just bone structure. I don't think of ecto, endo, and meso.
I would
just
really
bone
have
structure.
To disagree with you.
We might have to check the Google.
Oh, guys, I've got it pulled up.
Duck, duck, go.
Your third mic is on site. All so right. No worries. An ectomorph is a typical skinny person. Yeah. Ectos have a light build with small joints and lean muscle. Usually ectomorphs have long, thin limbs with stringy muscles.
Mm-hmm.
God, and I'm looking at the pictures and I'm like, is that
but
really
ectomorphs
me?
Can gain weight. Our father, yeah. Serene, yes. is a
That's
true ectomorph he and is. He did gain weight in his late 30s. Yeah, it can
I
happen.
Think it was probably his late 40s.
No, I got pictures to prove. We're arguing a lot. It's a Monday.
It's a Monday. It's a Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday. I feel the tempo. I feel that.
Oof.
Feel that Monday
Still
energy.
Much love for you, though.
Yeah, I do love you in your pink sweater and your cuddly blanket.
So anything that might be... Okay, she's...
Yeah, but I think that's true. You will eat a little differently than an endo. I think an endo will have to be a little bit more careful and like chugging down crossover after crossover. Yeah. I think that's just... I think that will be there.
Yeah, because your body as an endo is very...
It likes to put...
Adept
a storage
at
on.
Putting on yes. storage. It likes to have a storage. And so I think if you're an endo and you're curvy and you have some stores, don't long to be an ecto because
no,
you're an endo and just
gorgeous.
get the good trim for you. There's yeah. a healthy trim for an endo. There's a healthy trim for an ecto and there's a healthy trim for a meso.
Yeah, I think if an endo is trying to have its goal weight as an ectomorph, they're going to be miserable. And if they ever get there, they'll almost be dying.
Yeah,
it was so unhealthy for them, and it won't look good because they were designed to be that shapely, beautiful person.
Yeah,
there's women with bigger ankles than my ankles, and their bones are bigger. Yeah. I have little skinny wrist ankles.
Yeah,
you know, and that's just the way it is.
But many a year you longed for a big ankle, didn't you, Dad?
I longed for a big ankle. My and then my son rose up and turned 13 and out-ankled me.
Out-ankled, yeah.
All of my children, except one, yeah. my youngest daughter, and she'll probably grow up to out-ankle me. She's sort of like my build does, so yeah. maybe not. But the rest of my kids have bigger ankles and equal-sized wrists.
What does that do for the eggs?
No, because you've grown into accepting yes. yourself,
They
right?
can't outbox me, and they yes, never will.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're going to have to... See, there's a dad psychology.
Right, but all presence. Those years of longing for bigger ankles, and now you're like, hey, you love your own ankles.
Oh, I love my own everything now. This was midlife crisis breakthrough.
Exactly, man. So I think we answered that question.
And it's like meso, Pearl, endo too. Mesos, like you said, will obviously, I believe, need to make sure that protein is there because that just to sustain the muscles,
yes.
the muscle needs more. And yes. I find that I eat more ounces of protein than
you
Pearl,
do.
And I crave it.
Mm-hmm.
And Pearl's like, oh, I'm just fine at the lower end mm-hmm. of the protein. Like
yeah.
she eats protein every meal. She ankles every meal with protein, but she's not as concerned about it. Where I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm concerned that there's even if my snack is missing protein,
yeah.
I'm like, where is
You've
it?
You've got a meso furnace,
right?
Yeah, you do, yeah. and you do heavier weights than me, and you do all of that. Sort
and
of
I
stuff.
Love it, and I have to tell myself to not love it so much.
Hey, yeah. some of these endos, they're descendants of great Viking warlords.
Yeah,
like you're just built like a Viking. Like you just got to walk in that.
Yeah. Well, Serene's not an endo. She's a meso.
No, but he
but
was
good
switching
yeah,
to the endo. And I heralded
you
it.
You followed
good
that.
What he
I'm just
said,
saying,
yeah.
you see, like, think of like ancient builds, ancient peoples. There's
yeah.
different, mm-hmm. like the Spaniard, right, classically from the cartoons is this just rail thin bullfighting.
Yeah, that's
super
true.
Skinny Spaniard.
Have you seen those bullfighters? You look back and their hips were so narrow when they're in that little bullfighting outfit.
Yeah.
They're like
no
super
butt.
No butt
and
men.
Super fit.
Super fit.
Oh, very
ectos.
Muscular, lean, athletic. But look, they're never going to be cast as a Viking.
No, and they
in
wouldn't
the
be
movie.
Cast as the gladiators, which were more meso and endos.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
you
they
see,
had,
there can be a mix.
There can
and
be
then
a
just
mix.
Think through the ages, the painters, who did they love to paint?
Oh,
endomorph woman.
Endomorph woman.
So if you're an endomorph woman, the poets and the painters. Love you.
You are poetry.
Yeah. And so, I bet the husbands do too.
Yes,
of course,
exactly.
My husband loves my ectoness, but of course,
that's because you are
love,
ecto.
Yeah, that's because it's Pearl.
Yes, it's
he
Pearl.
Loves me. But husbands love their endo wives.
So all you endos listening, I feel like endos have had the bad rap because I feel like society has tried to say to them that they had to be this.
These
Wait,
days,
13
not in
year
times
old.
Past, though.
Yeah.
Not in times
no,
past.
Not in times. But
right.
these days, like
That's
this
right.
this Nutri-Gender look that's neither girl nor boy. It's like Twiggy stick,
yeah.
You know, and Endo's like, well, where do I fit into that? I am so not this Nutri-Gender stick. How do I, you know? Yeah. And so I feel like there needs to be some pride given to these
Endos. But I do think that pride's coming back now, yeah. And everyone's like celebrating their curves and something. But I think with that, that's why I feel like Trim Healthy Mama, we hopefully do it right. We say, let's embrace who we are, but let's do it healthfully. Like, you know, you could be just like, hey, I'm a woman with curves, right? And I'm fine with my 250-poundness because I am who I am and yeah. Society stopped belittling me. But maybe that's not the healthiest for your true endoness.
Yes.
Maybe your true endoness is so bravely, strongly endo.
40 pounds less.
But yes, funny. Maybe instead of that, you know, size 18, you're healthier at a 12 or right. a 14.
Who, right.
Only you will know that, but it's when the puffiness is gone, not necessarily the woman fat stores, but the puffiness is gone. The inflammation is gone.
Right.
You know, when your features are more pronounced and we can see them and you can see them under those extra layers, that's when you're at your healthiness. So I think there's this beautiful balance to let's celebrate who I am and I'm strong and proud of it. And also, but also let's be healthy.
And I do want to, so I feel good. Terrible. Like I actually feel like I need to take back what I said before. You said that beautiful profoundness just then, Pearl, because I said these Twiggy Nutri-Gender sticks. I wasn't shouting out to ectomorphs out there. I was just trying to say that.
those of us ectomorphs, without as many curves.
Ectomorphs are, I mean, I'm not a curvy person. And so I'm not shouting, I'm not like belittling people that are not curvy. I'm just trying to say that, you know, that's been always something that people have tried to strive for.
And models this, that are this, this very,
size
very underweight.
Zero, like, yeah. I was just trying to say that's not the epitome for most of those out there. Now, if God made you that way and you're a little this Finch, gorgeous little French, little waif, well, celebrate your incredible wafy fairiness and more power
and then,
to you.
Then there's a health aspect of that too.
Right.
If you're underweight, there are things you can do like Danny's learned to do to bring you up.
Oh, that's true.
Up into a more healthy range.
High calorie
sometimes
smoothies.
You can't even yeah. have enough estrogen in that little amount of fat to even have a baby.
Yeah,
to
cycle properly. You know, women need those healthy. So I think it's on both sides.
That is true, Pearl. But I really wanted to just compliment the ectomorphs too because you know, I don't feel like I wasn't trying to belittle them.
I don't think anyone got okay. felt belittled. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, a note that I just learned on the belly thing too,
yeah.
while we're on the topic.
Don't look at your belly after lunch. Everybody who's yeah, listening, note. Please.
There's a good note. But so much of what I would look at and say, oh my goodness, I have gotten fat in my belly and didn't know it, is inflammation and bloating. Because yeah. T-minus 24 hours later and it's completely gone.
Well, I wouldn't call that a pouch. And I call that something that I've struggled with. That's why I don't look at my belly after lunchtime.
Yeah.
It's because I eat a lot of fermented foods that do the good old, you know, the flatulence, poof.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I do want to say, especially ectomorphs or those that are thin.
Yeah, you see
don't
the belly
look at
more.
Your belly. I think the endos, you're welcome to look at your belly because you've got enough curves to counter the picture. But if you're a twiggy and then you get the flatulence poof, you look like a snake who swallowed a rabbit.
That's right. Yeah.
You don't look at that after 12. You don't.
That's true. And when I'm in the morning too, I'm much more like
you're spelt in the morning. If you're an ecto or a thin meso, and you look at yourself in the morning, especially after bathroom.
You're winning trophies in the morning.
You're like, oh, I do not have a poochy stomach. But after...
For your shower in the evening, take a quick glance,
don't
you're
do
scared.
It. You're scared. Especially with the size of my salads.
Hey, I would go off topic, but...
Should we get to the next question?
We should.
You know,
we could talk about this for weeks.
I know.
It's fun.
Oh, yeah. But Leslie says part two of that question. Oh, yeah, we can do a part two of questions. But I'll get to a next one because this is going to be a long one too. This is from Carla. And we've covered this before, but I noticed a lot of the questions people gave us were a lot of them said similar things. And it's like, I thought to myself, but we've done that on a party. Did you not listen?
You sound like a mother in a home. How many times?
But we all need repeats.
Yes. Hey, I love
so
it.
If they need repeats, we need repeats.
Back when I had a full-time job, I can't tell you how many times I heard the phrase, people would repeat something to me and then they would add, as discussed.
Yeah.
To let me know that this has been covered. And anytime I heard as discussed, I would just be like, hey, look, before we go years and you're upset with me and there's no remedy, like, we will be discussing things.
Let's discuss it again.
We're going to discuss it again.
Yeah. It's in the Bible. Yeah. Mm. It says, like, you already know these foundational truths, but let me remind you.
Yeah,
I'm just so not good. A good admin. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so Carla brings up a topic that we've done again, but good, Carla. I think we need to revisit it.
That's so funny that he said John.
Can you talk about fluctuating?
Is it John that said as discussed?
No, it was my actually current business partner, Tyler. Hey, Tyler. Mm-hmm. He said as discussed once and I called him out. I was like, dude, don't you as discussed me. Like, we're just going to talk about it again. It's no big deal. He loved it.
Carla's doing that to us. Okay, so fluctuating weight, even when you're eating on plan, is it hormones? Is it water? Is it food sensitivity? Anything that might be a culprit, please tell me. And here's what she said: how to handle it without panic.
Can I put a little hands up? Can I be the first this time?
Yes, girl.
Before you go to food sensitivity, I say to the world: before you go there,
say it.
Allow yourself, especially if you're a woman, allow yourself the grace to be able to know that you're going to have water weight and you're going to have different weight within that cycle
of the month.
I think some people can go up 7 and down 7. I know of one woman that says she's up 7 and down 7 every month just because of her cycle. It's water weight and it's different, maybe just inflammation from the extra.
I've noticed that since I've turned into the old, new, beautiful, old goodness, Pearl. Let me rephrase. That was Monday.
Yes.
Nastiness coming out of there. Since I've entered the new beautiful season of menopause, which I love and I'm rocking, I've noticed my weight is so much more stable.
Yeah.
It fluctuates since I've figured out what to do. 2-3 pounds maybe. Max. And this is just for me. You all might all be different. The rest of you are in menopause. When I was, pre-menopause, it would go way.
She would call me in the panic.
Yeah.
Like, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, well, throw away your scale like me and you won't panic. She goes, no, I need the scale. But the deal is that it would naturally just go up.
I would learn to not weigh during ovulation or during my period or right before my period. After my period, then I could weigh. And then, then I knew what was more accurate. Mm-hmm. So there's that, Serene, of course.
Yeah, so I say go to those places in your head before you go to food sensitivity.
Yeah, and she did. She said hormones.
Yes.
Okay. When you're like before your period and everything like that, and ovulation too, things can get more bloaty as not just on the scale, but you look more bloated in your tummy, I think, because you get, okay, so it makes sense. Think about this. Your uterine lining takes on a build, okay? So it fills up with blood. It just gets thicker. It has to shed. And that actually pushes.
Jenny?
Yes, of course.
Very important.
Dennis,
no,
I thought this would be a great time to
tune out. He's just totally tuned out. But you need to know these things. Things like you've got a lot of other stuff that has to fit in there. Digestive stuff. You've got like intestines.
Take note, Jen.
You've got ovaries swell up at this time. Everything gets swollen and
you can do that shorthand. OS for ovary swell.
Yeah, no, I did.
Ovary swell. You got uterine. Build up all these things. They squish intestines, everything.
And I reckon hormones to do that.
Fallopian.
Fallopian stuff. A lot of fallopian. Good job, Dan. He thought of a word, any word. Any female word. Pulled it out of the sky. Fallopian.
That reminds me of this song this guy wrote once. It was about this guy. He was like trying to be a songwriter.
At our church. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Fallopian girl,
listen,
Michael Jackson.
No, but listen. He tried to write a Mary Jesus song. It was Christmas time and we were trying to not laugh, but he had this line in about how I think he was trying to say about
Jesus
how the divine
down
conception.
The fallopian tube.
No, he said something about and it came down the fallopian tube. We could not hold it together.
Like it was a song.
It was
that
a visiting
he was
person.
Serious. He was serious.
He was serious. He sung it with that ardor on the face, the expressions of like wistful poignancy. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I've ever heard the word fallopian so done right in any song.
Well, there was a fallopian tube in this song, trust us. Okay, so that is another thing. So don't panic about that. Then it says water, hormones, food sensitivities.
I don't know, Pearl. How about that? I mean, food sensitivities, what, foods that make you fat?
No, people, I know what you're trying to say, but I don't know
how it would get the scale up.
It does because the body takes on inflammation when sometimes people are sensitive to foods.
Right.
And so the body gets inflamed and the body doesn't burn that food as well as some of the others.
Yes,
so I believe that I don't like to wear it as my banner. Like, I'm sensitive to this food and that food, but I sort of do take stock of what I burn better.
I think everyone's sensitive to donuts, probably.
Yeah. I think so. But some people like, I honestly think honestly, in this day and age, it's taken a bit far. Like, I'm sensitive to 27 things and I can't have them and my DHM world is just so hard.
You will not burn it well if you say you have a food sensitivity, by the way. If you own that food sensitivity, because remember those studies that we looked into about people who have negative emotions attached to certain foods, they don't burn it as well. Yeah. They don't get as much nutrients from those foods and they store them more as fat because they weren't processed properly.
You know, I love what our sister Vange had to say on a potty once here, and you should go listen to it way back. I think it's just Vange potty. Okay. And she's talking about how she did have allergies to foods, sensitivities, you know, to things like gluten, dairy. She couldn't eat dairy as a kid at all.
Mm-hmm. She was a projectile vomiter.
Yeah. And so, you know, some people have these things. They come out of hives, even Serene, you know. And she was like, but she refused to wear that banner over her life. She didn't go around saying, well, I'm allergic to this and that and I can't. She would just say, well, I'm not eating that right now. Or, oh, I'm eating all these other foods. Yeah, they're so great. And then she would refuse. I mean, unless it's like peanut anaphylactic shock or something, you know, she wasn't anaphylactic about it. Yeah. She would say, oh,
Is that insurance company? Anaphylactic, yeah.
She would just say, oh, you know, right now I'm eating other foods. I just love all these other foods. And she just had a good attitude about it. And then she'd bring the thing back. She refused to be fully allergic to it her whole life in small amounts. Mm-hmm. And even now, she's some food she doesn't do that well on, but she's like, for sure, I'll be having small amounts of them because I don't want to give, you know, this whole thing to where I'm robbed of them.
That's like coffee and me. I know I'm going to be healed where I can have a full cup of coffee and not be a psychopath.
Mm.
Like, literally, I feel like the energy is caught in my cells and it won't come out. So it's just bashing my
cells.
Maybe
that's a sign of healing, though.
No, listen, no, coffee's from the Lord. And it makes me happy and it's my favorite flavor in the world. So guess what? I'm saying I'm walking out of it and I'm going to be healed. I have 3 sips of every cup of coffee I make my husband.
Yeah.
3 sips. And I still get to enjoy the food.
I'm the same way with coffee. I burn it like a psycho and I literally am like energetic to the point of anger. You know?
Yeah, that's what Serene does.
But you know what I do? Every morning, literally without fail, is my wife is up before me.
Yes.
There's always her big, huge mug of coffee. And I have about 3 sips.
Yeah.
And it's just right.
It's just right.
Just get that taste and then I'm good. I'm satisfied.
Yeah. But, speaking of coffee then, I think we answered the last question, covered it pretty well, right? Covered it in a Monday way at least.
Yeah.
So let's go to this next one. Speaking of such, it says from Debbie, how does caffeine help or hurt weight loss?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I found, you start first, Danny. I'm keep on blowing off my top like I'm.
What would Danny know?
Oh, I'm just like a third mic.
Third mic.
Although I do know that coffee revs your metabolism.
I find I'm thinner. Like when coffee didn't make me a psycho at first, it didn't at first. Maybe I was a little heavier.
Yeah, you had
a little. I think I just ate more of the heavy S.
Mm-hmm.
Trim Healthy, and as I've just gone along in my journey, I just don't as much, and I'm a little thinner, and I don't do so well. I feel like fat helps you.
Yes.
Yes.
You're not such a thin person, maybe. You're very thin right now, and you're working on...
Yeah, working on it.
But guess what, people?
I feel like when I was on coffee, though, that it would make me lose weight.
Yeah. Coffee can definitely rev up, because your system gets revved, right? So anytime you're revved, you're moving, you're twitching, you can do more, you're burning more calories.
And does it also curb appetite?
Yes, it does.
Yes and no to me, though, because guess what I find with me now? The crashies come. now because I'm a little more sensitive to coffee now. So the crashies come, and when the crashies come,
yeah,
I have to eat to normalize myself.
Yeah,
yeah, but with that's some protein, the people right? that are.
Yeah, I feel like, ooh, my body's eating itself. I'm freaking out. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm on a low blood sugar crash. Like yeah. it's done yeah, something
that's
to
an
me.
Extreme, you're having some extreme reactions okay. lately. So I think for the everyday identical, person,
but, identical. My
yeah,
whole,
I know, but both of you are little thin people that can't do coffee.
They must be our furnaces. Our
yeah,
burners.
Your furnaces.
Yeah, but what about happens to my 7-year old rake who could down 6 cups?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I want to say this. Studies do show that coffee actually can help you lose weight. They say if you drink half a cup before your meal, that, you know, you will actually eat less in that meal and then finish it during yeah. your meal. I find that helps. You know, I'm not like ravenous after the meal. And what else can I have? What else can I have? What else can I have? Because you're sort of curbed. Caffeine actually stimulates your whole system so that you're burning more calories. But there's a big but.
Yeah.
You overdo it. I think that can affect your adrenals. Yeah. Coffee can help you, but then there's that place where it can hinder you because it can max out your adrenals. And if your adrenals get tanked, you won't be able to lose weight. So yeah. there's a beautiful balance where coffee needs to be in your life as a help, but not a hindrance.
And I say that balance, I mean, everybody's different, but maybe that balance should be around 1 or 2.
I think it's different for everybody, Sereni, yeah. because I know people that have 4 cups of coffee a day and do well.
That's
I don't
true.
Know if they'll yeah, always until, do that.
My husband's but
until,
four,
until they five. Don't, until they don't have 3 the next day. And man, it with dire consequences, right? I mean,
no,
caffeine
my husband
withdrawal?
Can go from 5 a day to none for a month.
And
no,
fine.
He could have a glass of coffee, a mug of coffee before he goes to bed, a venti before he goes to bed and just snore.
Just snore it out.
I think we're just all
Does
sure.
that mean
so
it's
different.
Not affecting his adrenals because it's not causing any kind of energy?
I would think
any,
so.
You're just
You know, and everyone's different. Some people can't even drink tea or green tea. I basically feel nothing from tea.
Oh, I can feel it on the green.
I can yeah. drink tea galore mm. and just not feel like edgy. And if I drink too much coffee, oh man, I get shaky.
Yeah.
I do.
Coffee can be abused, man. Caffeine's an intense drug. Doesn't it like light your brain up like meth or something?
Well, caffeine, they say that, you know, that it actually gives you dopamine rushes and things like that. So I notice if I'm feeling a little down and I have coffee and I haven't yeah. had it in a few days, I'm the happiest girl in the world for yeah. like back an
You're
hour.
You're ready to make some phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
Have some
like,
conversation.
I want to see people.
I think I can solve their weight problems
yeah.
today.
Yeah. I'm singing around the house.
My Take husband wanted to go out to an action flick. This is before the whole movie theaters closed down, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And he didn't have any sons to go out. They were all doing something else. And he wanted to have a friend, you know, to go yeah. an action flick. And my normal personality can't handle it. So I had a cup of coffee in my new coffee sensitive state.
Yeah.
And I was there for the action thing.
Yeah.
I was totally there.
It's such a caffeine mix. Yeah.
You could use the adrenaline.
I could use the adrenaline.
But side note, is your name embroidered into your sock?
No. That's Ballston wool sock.
I literally thought it said Allison.
Yeah.
Sorry. But that would be a whole lot cooler if it was.
Well, we are not the household with name socks. We're the household of odd socks.
Yeah, I'm the household of sadness with socks. I just bought some socks.
By the way, we're not just, you know, like barfing off you. We're waiting for Pearl. That's why we were fillers, weren't we?
We knew what we were doing.
I was just going through the questions.
We were professionally filling for Pearl.
Yeah, we saw Pearl sort of revert down to her phone. And it was like improv time with Serene and Dan.
Yeah, embroidered socks. Yes, what next?
Second.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
I'm Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Mary says, hi, friend Pearl. She didn't say it to anyone, either of you.
That's fine. I want, you know what? No advice from us. Eh?
Yes, we shall not answer.
She says, you feel like a friend. Well, I feel like your friend too, Mary. We besties.
Not us, though.
We besties.
You're like a stranger.
She shall not have her name embroidered on my hanky.
She says, Mary, oh, that's why she's my friend, because she's a barely postmenopausal mum too. We're Aww. In the same club, Mary, you and I. We're twinsies. I would love to hear about sleep. Any tricks of the trade to get to sleep and how to stay there through the night.
I know some, but
Mary,
won't be sharing.
Ophelia. You won't?
I'm just kidding.
I tell you, Mary, it's a thing, right? You know, I was just, I tell Serena this all the time. It's a thing, that sleep, okay. that's lack of sleep when you get to this stage. Because when you're in the childbearing stage, lack of sleep is forced on you. I mean, you've got babies. Right? You're waking up to nurse a baby every couple of hours, and then your children are waking up, and this one throws up, or this one has a cold, and you're rocking them all night, and you long for sleep.
That must be tough for you guys.
I don't know. And then I would, when I was in that stage, I felt a lot of sleep deprivation, and when I got sleep, I could just sleep. It was like manna from heaven.
And do you think there's hormones? I do believe it, because whenever there's a progesterone rush to me, like when I'm just pregnant or some certain stages in the month, I find that I have these dreams, REM sleep. Mm. Like it's just, I could sleep for years and have 10 different dream movies.
Yeah. And sometimes the sleep is so deep. It's like God rewards you with deep sleep because you're not getting enough.
You know, it's scientifically truth.
Yeah.
Just so any of you people are listening and that you are just in that crazy stage, you're only catching a few hours here and there. I've heard that nursing mothers have a higher REM restorative sleep.
Praise God.
When they sleep.
So then you get to our next beautiful stage of menopause. Well, what happens, and not for everyone, but to a lot of us, is the hot flashes come, and so they wake you all night. All night long.
All night.
And you are hot, like you are off the blankets. And then you're freezing because the blankets got off and there's a fan on, you know? And so the blankets are on and you're shivering. You're like, honey, cuddle me, please. Like,
get off me.
I'm sweating. Rivers of living water are coming from my body. You know, and there's all that all day and all night. But some menopausal women don't even have the hot flashes and yet still they wake because the body is not used to those lower amounts of hormones and it takes time to adjust. Now, I'm doing many things like working with a hormone doctor, which I'll update on a future potty. I'm actually going to have him here.
Oh, good on you.
He said he was willing to talk about hormones. But all I'm saying, so what is it? I'll tell you what helps me, Mary. I have to use my heavy hitter of the CBD of a night. If I don't, it's every hour for me waking.
Oh, good old heavy hitter, the green or the isolate, Pearl?
I use the full strength heavy hitter.
Orange hemp. One, right?
The green. It's all hemp.
Yeah, it's the
yuck yum one, the one that
tastes like hemp, not like isolate.
Cockroach.
Yeah,
it helps me get a 4 hour stretch.
Yeah,
and 4 hours to me is plenty, and then I can then I can do some plenty smaller stretches. No, oh. I get 8 hours a night all up.
Okay,
because I just do it, and you know,
what time do you go to bed, Pearl?
I go to bed about 10:30. I know I'm in bed at 10. I'm usually asleep.
Heavy
by
hitter every night.
Yeah. Every night, I'm telling
you. Let's go. Yeah. I was going to suggest that, even though I said I wouldn't bring a helpful tip. Yeah. It's going to be this heavy hitter.
Now, if you can't afford the heavy hitter, I feel like woman at our age, some sort of hemp, so you could use the feminine balance or something. I've just found it really, really, really helps me. Mm-hmm. Some women find progesterone at night. I'm on progesterone at night, but that doesn't even help me as much as the heavy hitter.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to struggle with sleep with heavy hitter.
Well, it just helps so much.
Do you think having a little rest of it, like every 5 days cycle, 2 days off? Because my husband finds that when his body gets too used to it, it doesn't work as well. And when he has a little rest.
I don't know. Yeah. I find that when I don't have it before bed, I'm just waking up.
That's Googleable accurate.
It might be true.
Yeah, resting with
cycling it a bit.
I find different things that might help you too, Mary, that I have tried.
Mary, what would you have done without Dan and my input?
Hello. Yeah. I've got more too.
Okay, well, we'll get to you in a minute.
No, I'm not yet, but when it's time, I have it.
Yeah. I bought some really like breathable shirts. Like they're made of bamboo and 100% cotton. I've gone purist with my sleepwear, not yet with my day wear.
And Mare, I want you to know that Pearl's coming out with her own menopausal paper fans. And a certain kind of, do you call it?
Serene's your best friend, now your mare.
No, but she does. She keeps on. Every time I see her with this, like, she's fanning herself with this old Chinese dollar store fan. She's like, I'm gonna like white label these and stick like.
Pearl should do a menopause starter kit.
What did you call
kit.
It? What was the name for your menopause thing? It was a hot, sexy something.
It was hot and sexy or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because of all the hot flashes and you're going to have it stamped on every fan. She's
but joking. Listen, I've tried That's many brilliant. Things. It's not just hot flashes. You know, some women will get them. Like I was a high estrogen type. So when my body lost all that estrogen, my body sort of went into shock. Like, what you're doing to me? I'm going to flash
That's
you so bad,
girl. That's interesting because our sister Van, she's older than you, has already gone through menopause.
She didn't have one.
She was
flash.
High testosterone.
Yeah.
Because she was athletic and full of like, I
she
don't
did
know,
not
take
have
charge
one hot
personality.
Flash.
Not one. Yeah.
So, Mare, Yeah, so I'm getting into some really nice pure sleepwear, like just nice shirts that you can breathe in through the night, nice sheets that you can breathe in. And
none of this polyester garbage.
No.
Linen?
No. One thing, also alcohol at night for us menopausal women, you don't want to overdo that. Like sometimes like a small glass of wine can actually help you sleep,
right, yeah.
But your body doesn't process it as well. So don't be overdoing it. And some women can't even have alcohol at night in these years.
Okay, why?
They'll wake you up
energy?
And they'll give you more hot flashes because your liver is dealing with
your
see?
Liver, smart yeah. woman.
But, you know, I do, I'm a more wine drinker. I'm not a heavy drinker. I call myself a pretty light to medium drinker. Like I will have red wine or Chardonnay about 3 times a week. Sometimes 4,
ooh,
sometimes
la,
2.
La.
But all that to say, where was I going with that?
Oh, well, you
it
were
was
saying
really
you're
important.
Just creating a very good sleep environment with your breathable stuff.
No, I was talking about alcohol.
Oh, well, good for you.
Good pearl.
What was it? It was really important.
Well, but don't drink too much, but a little drink might help.
It depends who you are.
Yeah, well, that's a good point
you
right
definitely.
There.
Oh, I was saying. So I thought
merci
I'm in my
to help the guy.
Yeah, you're helping.
The
I thought
guidance.
I'm in my menopause. I'm actually postmenopausal right now, so I'll go get a whole bunch of blood work done and see where I am. And I thought, I wonder as a postmenopausal woman if I can have, you know, these glasses of wine that I'm having. But I got my liver enzymes tested, which teaches you, you know, what you if you're drinking too much or whatever. Yeah. And mine were just perfection.
Oh, good on
yeah.
you.
Perfect
yeah.
pearl.
Perfect
and pearl, what about, we could tell Mare this might help, but just see if you've found it helping you, Pearl. What about a little lavender rubbed on the sole of the feet?
Yeah, good. Some good essential oils.
Yeah.
Things like that before bed too. Mm-hmm. Those things can help. What else? What else for
what
us?
What about a little magnesium before bed? I find you could get the magnesium oil. Mm. It's called magnesium oil. There's different brands. I do ancient minerals. But John Gusty makes his own. He's sovereign in all his ways and he makes everything his own self is. But I find a little rubbed on the soles of the feet and on the back of the calves is very soothing and it makes everything feel relaxed for bed.
Yeah, I did that for a while and my skin was just very
sensitive
to it. I'll get red and splotchy.
Oh.
But each to their own. I think mindset is the biggest thing. Now when I wake up, because sometimes I'll just get in bad moods about it. I'm awake again. Oh my goodness, I can't believe this. Poor me. Why me? This
some
is so
of us
hard.
Just wake to pee and we're not even a menopause.
Yeah, that's right. And
that's
I,
me.
And I don't have a, you know, the greatest bladder. So I'm going to be waking 3 times a
Talk
night anyway.
Talk about what if you could have a great bladder. Is that bad speaking like Danny?
I felt it too.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got a wonderful bladder, but it wakes me about 3 times a there night anyway. So, you know, now when I wake up, I've decided, no, I'm just going to sing praises in my head.
Sing yeah. praises.
I'm just
going to
be grateful
name.
In my head. Like, thank you, God, for years enough to enter into this new season. Thank you that I have length of days to be privileged to enter into this new thing. I'm so grateful. I'm so blessed. Woohoo. And I just purposely think these thoughts in my head rather than, well, you've only got 2 choices. It can be, man, I'm awake again. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Or how
and then
awesome.
It'll stop your sleeping. Because negativity doesn't help you sleep.
Yeah, and then you get cortisol. You can't sleep when cortisol's churning.
Yeah.
So those are the things that have really helped me.
And Mare, this is what I've been telling Pearl, and I'm going to tell you. I tell you what, I believe that God doesn't ever leave us high and dry. And I find that there's something special in every season that he blesses us with because he loves to give gifts.
Ooh,
and
yeah,
he's a good father. And all the gifts we ever have in life are from him.
Yeah, the gifts. Bible says every good gift that cometh
down from the Father of lights, and there is with whom there's no shadow of turning. So I believe there's not one season where he turns and says, "I ain't giving you a gift,
you postmenopausal,
I'm taking them away, old port menopausal washed up, blessed." No, you're not washed up. He's got a good gift for you. So just like in the and the devil tries to twist everything. You know, the world system. Like it whispers into your brain if you're a nursing pregnant woman, if you're in that season, says, oh, this is going to pull from you. This is going to drain from your supplies. You're going to get wrecked. But the Bible actually says that not saved as in salvation, but it says you'll be saved through childbearing. So there is a lot of things they call cervical cancer and breast cancer is a career woman's disease. That's just it's not always this case, but oftentimes it can come because your womb is not used for the purposes it was created, and your breasts weren't used for the purposes they were created.
Yeah, and obviously, if you couldn't have children or anything different. Like that,
no, exactly,
you know,
and there's protection in that.
Yeah,
but we were made, and so we're actually our bodies are actually healthy when they're used for the function they were designed. And
yes.
They say that with breastfeeding. That you think, oh, this is pulling from me. No, they say that breastfeeding actually remineralizes your bones.
Yeah.
And there's all these wonderful anti-aging hormones like oxytocin and prolactin that are in your body at that time. Now, I keep telling Pearl, and Pearl, I want you to speak what you were going to hold that thought because I see you wanting to talk. But I want to tell Mare what I told you on the phone. I know that scientists are going to uncover the very special thing that floods your body after menopause that's your special gift from the Lord. Like it's the season where you're flooded with something special that you're not flooded in the other seasons.
I believe it. Especially you're flooded with a lot of joy when you see your grandchildren. I'm telling you that
Yeah.
And it's a special joy.
Yeah. Pearl, you look healthier now than you did 5 years ago.
You're precious to me. I was just going to say it was a little bit of the PG-15 R-rated thing, but you know, it's like the breast thing. You know, I think of that book, How to How to Keep Your Breast or something like, you know, ward against breast cancer. And breasts, like you said, Serene, are to be used, you know, like nursing. The more years you nurse a baby, the less likely chance you are of having breast cancer. Now, of course, maybe we all know someone who nursed 7 babies and still got it, but on the
other
whole,
reasons
there are other reasons. On the whole, that our breasts were supposed to be loved by our husbands. You know, they're supposed to be, they're not supposed to sit in your jammies never touched.
Amen. Amen to that. Mare.
There you go, Mare.
Mare might not even be married. Mary, if you're not married, rewind it and don't listen.
Anyway, we're good. We're 50 minutes and we only got 3 questions.
Well, Joy, Carla and Mare.
Was it Carla?
Yeah, Carlos. Yeah. No, it's Carla.
It was. So I'm looking it up to see.
I have a good photographic memory.
Yeah, you remember all 3.
Let me see. It was. You're
for sure,
right.
Joy.
Serene.
Yeah.
Joy, sure. Carla, and Mare. They were our special ladies of the hour.
Yeah, we'll do another one because I've got a lot more questions here. We'll do another one another time. Bye, guys.
Hey, see you later. Chill out in mama my way. And then I'll be
chill out in mama to stay. This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.